It's not true if you play pickleball. No.
Really?
If you have a good hand-eye coordination, you can play pickleball. That's all it is.
They'll probably whip you.
When you play tennis, they whip you. So
we
you
played
can't
last
win
night, but we
you have no idea.
We only played with underwear.
I played 5 games last night.
Yeah.
The world just
we played with underwear.
Guys, exactly.
These are guys who want to eat a sandwich and play ball at the same time. No running. There's no running. You're moving your arm. By the way, if you eat fast, you get the same exercise.
What if you don't eat?
Like, I go to a simcha, I eat a lot fast, no one's looking. It's basically almost the same exercise.
That's why they keep it dark.
Of course
it's
dark.
What happens if you hide your motions the whole way?
It's almost the same exercise.
Your son was very busy last night.
My son by Nachmi.
What was going on with Nachmi, by the way?
Nothing. He's nuts.
Whose birthday?
His birthday.
He made a part of it. His birthday.
He made a part of his birthday. It was supposed to be tomorrow night. It was supposed to rain.
So he moved it forward.
He made his own birthday party?
He has a friend,
Bookie,
lives here.
Very good voice.
Very good voice. The guy brought literally 15 to 20 Sushi guys. They were coming like every couple minutes. The guy.
Was that for his birthday?
System, a keyboard player. Listen, that who wanted it. He made meats, like just kind of
makes their own
after
their
meat.
Apparently
not.
He
just wanted to make a
show.
A lot of people showed up.
Yeah, but it's Usher. Live music is
Usher. It was live. It's a keyboard.
Hello, it's Mother.
No.
Keyboard.
Oh, I mean, because for Rishay Riva.
For Evo.
Yeah.
For
no,
Ava. Rishay Ava.
No,
you have to get the Yvonne and judge. Let's see. It's Usher. Live music is awesome.
Come on, time, Ted.
It's Misham Eva. Misham Eva. That's why.
I don't know. Moshe doesn't say anything about Meyer and his truva, but it's interesting.
He
does.
Speech about this on Sunday.
That what?
For or against? I wasn't there, so
he just gave a speech, but he doesn't know what it was.
He doesn't want to hear. Obviously, he said it's awesome. Right. Obviously, he said it's awesome. Otherwise, Avi would have known.
It's not true.
What does Harvey Zephyr hold about shaving?
That
you know.
That you get, you come very close to
Hashem. Mm-hmm. My friend is married to a shiksa, close to Hashem. He told me he's the closest Hashem he ever was. I said, the reason why you're close, because you're by Gehenna. So you're right there. You're like, you're one step, you're sliding right into the base. You're getting ready to, we'll see today, you're going straight to purgatory. No, the Chabad. This guy, he says he's the closest. Even tefillin, he doesn't have to really put it on now. He only puts it on once a month or so because he's so close that he's a different feeling.
So what is this that makes him close?
That's why people love Lil Flex, by the way. You just love life.
Yeah. By the way, you would have loved this.
How much fun can we have?
At literally like 6 o'clock yesterday, me, Shirley, and Meyer were like sitting outside and we like look behind us. There's a group of six people sitting around, they're all smoking, they're all sitting there relaxed, and one guy's wearing tefillin. Right? He's wearing tefillin.
Wait, is
no
over here?
What he's doing.
Over here?
You
like
well,
that word. Full of love. Anyway, let's go.
Always two ways to look at it.
100%. Let's go. My son may be crazy to come. I'm not coming to this thing. You don't, Rami, I don't need to have Nachri. It couldn't came out of Nachri's meat or his. I'm a Rav Chisda. Hey, give me all the base. You know what the Gemara in Kedusha says? By the Arabs, it says, Oivim Isa, Oivim Zeze. Avi, the Gemara in the Kedushin where it says that Tisha Kav and the whole Gemara. So one of the things said by the Arabs is Oivim Zezev, Oivim Zagezel. And Marsha says that they live and let live. We love each other and we love to steal. But Shtikl Stira, if you love each other, how you steal from each other? Everything works. Everything by them, everything goes. We love each other and we also love to steal from each other.
Where are you going with this?
You never know. Guy has a chesed.
We're like the Arabs.
We're like Arabs?
Yeah. Definitely in some ways.
Both
of them
are
Dalek
either.
I only took it there. Now, there's room for interpretation. Let's go. I'm Rav Chisda, because I'm very happy for him that he has his 30th birthday. I'm Rav Chisda, Machal Shava Chamesh B'Shesh.
That's what
the
funniest part was.
How old is he, 40?
Not yet. Didn't know it's his birthday.
My son tells me that he's making a party for Gutman. That's what my son tells me. My son totally missed the boat.
Why would your son tell you to come? How old is he? He doesn't know you yet?
My son told me it's a party for Gutman.
So he doesn't know you?
They make a chizik for Gutman once a year.
No, that is true.
That's what it was?
There.
Right, so that's what it was?
Yes,
that's what my son told me it was. His wife, he told him it was his birthday, because right. Wife wouldn't let him do it otherwise.
For you,
very nice. Let's go. We're going straight there into the purgatory matzah. I'm Rav Chisda, percolator. I'm Rav Chisda. Machal Shava Chamesh B'Shesh.
Huh?
It was right there, three houses down. You know who it is?
Two houses down.
Mechul Gaman. It's a cousin. It's a beard. It's one kid. His wife has MS for 20 years already. Since we moved here. Terrible. You know my Facebook, of course. Sorry, Mr. Gahez. I'm Rav Chisda. Let's go, you never know. I'm Rav Chisda. Machal Shava Chamesh B'Shesh. So, pay attention over here. This Gemara is taking us back to Arad in Azov. So, you sell, if I go and sell someone an item, I sell Chapler a car. That I sell Shuli a car that's worth five. I sell it to him for six. So now that's a shtus. Wait. We're not over. It's a good Gemara. So I sell him a car five that's worth six. The hooker, and it went up. The Amal Ashma, now it's worth eight. So now basically I buy a Tesla from Brill, and I sell it to Moshe for let's say $40,000 for what I bought it for.
Just let's say.
And before you know it,
here it went up.
Before you know it, the car goes flying up in price.
It happens.
Now I go to Moshe. Comes to me. Moshe has a right. There's a grace period in selling an item to someone. That till he has time to show it to a dealer, he's allowed to be chayzer. So even if Moshe gives me the money, I give him the title, I write everything over to him. Maybe today is different, but I don't think so.
On a car,
you have time to show it to the dealer. So even if you pay me, you gave me $40,000, and you say,
who could be chayzer though?
Delekech means I go to Moshe, I sell him the car. Moshe says, I just want to tell you, I want to go to.
Once you get the cash, the Moshe can sell.
One second. Moshe says, I want to go to Shrulis. It's a very common thing in Lakewood. Shrulis is a mechanic, right? You sell a clunker. You go to Shrulis, and you tell, I just want to check out the engine, make sure the engine's good. I got to go to Shiva back and forth. It has to last me 2 years. I made a cheshbon. So I said, Moshe, no problem. When are you going to Shrulis? I'm going at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is morning. No problem. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I call him at 11 o'clock. He says, yeah, Shrulis has a good car. I said, yeah, we got one problem. Problem is, price went up. There's a shortage of cars. There was a big storm yesterday. All the cars in Lakewood got ruined. This car is not worth $2,000. It's worth $4,000. The problem is that when I sold you the car for $2,000, it wasn't worth $2,000. It was only worth $1,500. So I really robbed you at that point in the morning when you gave me $2,000. But at this point, when you come back to me and you say, okay, I'm ready to take the car, well, I'm not ready to give it to you anymore. At this point, since you had, there was a grace period, this sale wasn't a sale till you showed it to Shrulis. So before 10 o'clock, it already went up. So by the time you showed it to Shrulis, yeah, of course Shrulis told you to take the car because now it's worth $4,000 or $5,000. But and you're saying, what do you mean? No. You were my enemy. How do you come in the picture library? You were my enemy in the morning. Shrulis said it wasn't worth $2,000. It was worth only $1,500. Now it went up in between. Okay, so what? So I want a Taina, I'm the seller, I want to be Chayzer also. I want the car back. For $8,000, I'm not selling it.
No pricing changed, nothing had changed.
If nothing changed, you have a right.
Go back?
No, Michael can go back. Why can't Michael be gone?
Just
Just look at it. It's not. But over here, the price changed.
You're
and the price.
Let, oh, you know what happened?
What do you mean?
If there was I know, then the sale is bottled to begin
it's,
with.
It's machoik. It's a sale bottle or
that's it's, only if it's a.
If it's shtus, then it can, it's shtus machs or no. Shtus machs or no. We're talking about shtus.
Exactly. So we're talking about.
Machal is shava chamesh b'shesh. That's a shtus.
Only that case.
Right, it says shtus machs or no. So. So it's a machlokes thing. Gemara, the Rashbam brings down that shtus kano machzor no. That means Moshe wouldn't be able to be chayza, but we're not going like that, manomar. That's what chizd is going to stop me. We're going that.
And he still wasn't chayza.
We're going that shtus is
right.
Is not chayza mach. That shtus you could be chayza. Shtus you could be chayza.
One side.
That one side could be chayza. The problem is,
yeah, you got shtus.
We possibly shtus chayza machzon. Shtus is kaino machzon, which means you can't give him back the car. You can't say, hey, take the car back. It's just, I'll give back $50, just to bring it up to par.
Only
but now is a problem because at this point, I want to be chayza and Moshe wants to be chayza. Well, Moshe doesn't want to be chayza anymore. Moshe's already Moshe. I don't know if he wants to be chayza or not, but I want to be chayza.
I already have a buyer for $2,000.
Right, you're already. But I'm saying no, give him back the car. So the chiddush is Zokar of Chizda. No, Machal Eshav Chamim Shesh Hook of Abnas Shmoyne, which is the case I just said. Minis Ana Lekech. Who was Nisan over here? Moshe was Nisan. So Lekech Yochel Aksavoy V'Loi Meicha. Why? Mishum the Amalei Il Loi Anisel Noi Have a Moses Hadras Bach Hashda Anisel Moses Hadras Bach. Who was Nisan? If I didn't rob Moshe, then the sales are good sales. Done. It's chal when I sold it to him. I mean, he could go show it to a dealer, but it's still chal.
He could be chayzer, not you.
He could be chayzer. He can only be chayzer if there's something wrong with the car. If the dealer sells, but if the dealer comes back and says, yeah, the car's good, it was chal when you bought it because I didn't rip you off. That's just a grace period. You have a right to be chayzer if you want, but nothing happened. So I'm ripping off Moshe. And now I have a right to be chayzer. That makes sense. My Rashbam says chaytan isker. It comes out that I gained on the deal because there was a grace period, so that the lekeach could go show to someone and not get robbed. So now because of that, because I robbed the guy, now I'm going to be chayzer. No, that doesn't work. That's the way Rav Chisda says. And the Gemara brings a raya. V'tana tuna. We have a raya from our Mishnah. Yafo is an imtzurois. And the Gemara's understanding, what's the case in the Mishnah? It has to be that it can't just be Yafas and Imtzeroyes. There's no Chiddush in that. Of course, the Chiddush is that if it went up meanwhile, only the Lekach be Chayza, like a Chizda. This is what the Mishnah is telling you. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Otherwise, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Very Gishmak. V'am Rav Chizda. Now we'll go to opposite case. Yafas and Mitzirahs. Yeah, and therefore what? It's you were Nisan. I mean,
it's the price of it.
Who says? Well, it comes down to price.
It is, because it is usable. It's just not worth that
You're saying something good, but you have to say a little better. But the Gemara is going to say, Zug Besser. But last night, Berger, Morty Berger asked something. Toby's like, if you ask a little, go a little deeper, you might say, boy, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Deeper. I'm just trying to understand things. I'm telling you. Good shit. What terms are? He took it a product of a Rebbe's kid. It's a Rebbe's kid. Couldn't stand it. Okay, anyway.
He's trying to sing a Benny Friedman song.
No, Isha Rebo. Trust me, my sing is not live music.
Yep, we know.
Ramesha held my sing you had to do on Tisha B'Av.
Took me a minute to realize that was
singing. Anyway. Da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, you ready? Unless you sing that song, nothing's a song. If you couldn't figure that out, you're really slow. Okay, let's go. So Gemara says, You know who called me last night?
No.
I'm like, really? It must really be slow in business. Jonas and Rothman, the guy who plays the... He's like, you call me every year, so maybe you want to reserve a date, because I'm sure it's going to go fast. I'm sure not.
Just tell me it's slow, you do business.
That's a nice way of asking, you know what I mean?
You want to do what?
Duralast called me. They tell me that we have a list of all your roofs that you did 15 years ago that are out of warranty. Call them up and reach out to them. Tell them they're out of warranty. I say, you guys don't know Jews. There's no leak. It doesn't matter if it's 100 years old. No, it happens to be a lot of going. A bunch. Different interesting guys that sold the building.
Not even if you get one out of
two. Yeah, yeah. 100%. No, I would. I told them a maintenance program. Call them up. Said, it's the warranty's up. Either you want me to look at the roof or maintenance. Warranty's up. Check it out, you know, for a few bucks. For buck 380.
I wouldn't touch it. Yeah, once you touch it, yeah.
Okay, it's not a car. It's not a chassis. Zakti Gemara. V'am Rav Chizda. Machal Shava Sheish B'chamish. You sell...
Cordy, in case you didn't know what you were doing today.
You sell 6 for 5. This is Fakerta case. So I got robbed. The seller got robbed. V'huzlu v'am do agimel. Now went down. So Minas Ana... Meicher, who's the son of the Meicher? I'm not robbed. I made a mistake. Yeah. So Meicher Yochel Achzbo, the Loilakach, the Amalei, Ilu Loi Nisa Leavim Matzah Hadjabach, Hashem Matzah Hadjabach. So Meila doesn't work. With Tana Tuna, we have a Raya in the Mishnah. Roy's an Imtzi Yafis, Meicher Yochel Achzbo, the Loilakach. So that's what is it telling you? What's the Chiddush? It must be come and tell you this halacha that it went down. Meicher Mashlon. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Masnisin he. So Gemara says, I don't understand. If you're telling me that that's what our mission is telling you, then what's the chiddush of chizda? What's the chizda's chiddush? You tell me this is what the mission is talking about, because otherwise the mission doesn't make sense. Because the mission has no chiddush otherwise. The mission is not telling you halacha that we learned in Azov. So it must be that the mission is talking about a case where it went up and down. Then what's your chizda saying? Chizda is saying chiddush. So you tell me that if the Mishnah is saying that chiddush, there's no chiddush in Chizda. My kamash lo masnisin he. What's Rav Chizda saying? Masnisin he. So Gemara says no. This is what Yisrael was saying. Im masnisin, if it's just in the Mishnah, hava mino, dimu de Rav Chizda tavayu matzah hagibu. From Rav Chizda's standpoint, both people would be able to be chayza. Why? Basically, if you only had Rav Chizda, means in the case of the Mishnah, we understand why you can't be Chizer, because what did I sell you? I sold you. Let's take the first case. Yafois, the nimtz is Royce. So who's Nisan is the Lekach. The Lekach could say, no, these are good for me. This is what I wanted. What's the case in the Mishnah? He's saying it's Yafois nimtz Royce. So then the Lekach is Zana. Meanwhile, it went up in value. Now the Moichah says, I want to be Chayzer. I want to go sell it to someone for $10 a pound. I sold it to you for $6 a pound. It's only worth $5. Now it went up. Lekach could say, no, it's not Yafis Vinim to Royce. That's exactly what I wanted. I wanted these Royce. So Mela, there's no, the Lekech could really do a shtickle on the Meicher. It's only if it's Vada Nesana, which is the case of Rav Chizda, which means in the case of Rav Chizda, where it's a money object, maybe you're right. Maybe both can be Chizda. That's where Rav Chizda has come saying, no, only Lekech. But from our mission, you wouldn't know that. From our mission, the reason why only Lekech can be Chizda, because it's in the Lekech's hand to say, this is what I got. And vice versa. On the other case, where it's less, it's in the Meicher's hand to say. So Mela, that's why Rav Chizda's come and say Chiddush, when it's just money, that only Lekech can be Chizda, not the... Only the Kech or the Meicher, only the guy who's Nisana.
Okay.
The guy who's nesan is yod aliyano. Zok di gemara weiter. Shechamsis v'nimsa levana. This is going by wheat. I don't know if you know about wheat, but Tzvi probably knows because this is what he does. Pizza.
Eat a pizza.
So basically, you have white wheat and red wheat. So Amar Papa, Mediktoni Levana, Shma Amino, Hai Shimsha Isum Kosi. It says Shechamsis and Imsa Levana. Shechamsis means referring to Shechamsis as son. So I sold you one that's Shechamsis, and then I find that it's Levana. What's Shechamsis? Shechamsis must be red. So Hai Shimsha Isum Kosi. The son is red. Teda, I'll prove to you, the Kosamka Safro Panya. The sun is red in the morning and at night. What about by day? The reason why we don't see the sun as red a whole day. Means your eye can't see the redness because it's light. But when it gets a little dark in the morning and at night, you see red. So Melos said, you see that the sun is red. Meisvei. I'm going to ask you a question. Fakert umareyu omek min ha'ar, kemare chama amuka min ha'tzeil. V'asam lovenu, kemare chama. V'asam lovenu. So by Tzoras, there's four shades of white. The highest one is Baharis, and the lowest one is, I don't remember, Leuven of the egg. It's a, I don't remember what it was. Baharis, Ace, no. Leuven of the egg, I forgot what it's called. Okay, so the bottom line is, when you see, the Gemara says, Kemari Chama Mukum and Atzel, and over there it's white, we're handling white shades. So Gemara says, no, Kemari Chama, look Kemari Chama, Kemari Chama da Mukum and Atzel, just like the sun is deeper than the shade, which means it looks like it's indented in it further. There's no raya that's not red. It's just using the sun as a barometer. But the Maida Solika Daitin Mikara, at the beginning we thought that it's white. Hakosamki tsafru upanya, but it's red in the morning and at night. So how could you think the sun is white? What's the Havim mean even? So Gemara says, that's not a problem. But Tzafra, the Chalfa be Vardi the Gan Eden. In the morning, the sun passes by Gan Eden. It turns red. But Panya, the Chalfa al Pischa the Gan Eden. It goes to the Purgatory. So the sun passes by, it gets a color.
So it's reflecting something.
Yeah. Not reflecting. It gets a color from it. The sun gets red because of the strength of the fire in the what's it called?
In Gan Eden?
Not reflecting. No, don't say.
It gets red from it.
It gets burnt. An actual fire. What are you talking about?
Someone's got
to
loosen up.
I don't know what's wrong over here. Okay.
I guess he really.
I don't think they know what purgatory is. They have to go to Bahayim Mashiach to know what purgatory is. It took me a whole year to learn. At the end of the year, I finally figured out what he was talking about, though. Yayim nimtze chomets.
The psalm says, Adem es mikoyach gehenem.
Adem achama mikoyach.
Right. It turns red from it.
That's reflective.
Really,
not burnt?
I stopped mid-sentence.
No, we're discussing the color of the sun.
We have nothing else to discuss right now, so we're discussing the color of the sun.
No, we're discussing the word reflective.
Well, the Gemara tells us
to guess. Yaim nimtze chaimetz. I'm sorry that we're discussing this. Yaim nimtze chaimetz. Shnei mechon lachzer behen. Let's table this. Yaim nimtze chaimetz. Shnei mechon lachzer behen. So you have a wine. I sell you wine. And I come at that as vinaigrette. So Shneim Kohen Lachsman, I don't know what that is. I just heard that word my whole life. I'm not sure what it is, but it's probably vinegar. So Naim Nitzachayim, Shneim Kohen Lachsman, they could both be Chayzer. Leim Mastisen, Rebbe V'Le Rabbanon. It's a riot that this Mishnah is Rebbe and not Rabbanon. The Tanya, we have a Breise, Yain V'Chaymitz is Min Echadu. Yain and Chaymitz is one Min. By the way, what's the Nafka Mina if the sun is red or white? That's why he's asking. It's a good question. What's the point of the Gemara? Just want to know if it's red or white?
What color the tzaras is?
No. We know it's white. That's Moshe. Nafka Mina is that if you're making neder from red, you're allowed to look at, you're allowed to have enough from the sun. The Rama says that if you make a neder from red, you cannot have enough from the sun, from this Gemara, because the sun is red. So you want to know what's for Gemara? Now I got you, man.
But it's not red.
And also, I don't know if you ever read Yossian label when he saw his brother stretched across his bread, he saw red across his face.
He read it to his granddaughter.
And mom needs a Shabbos. What's going on
early last night, I guess? The Shabbos, yeah, we start reading on Wednesday. We don't read it early. Yayim v'chaymetz. Min echadu. Rebbe, I have shnei minim. So basically, if I want to be Torim from yayin to chaymetz, is wine, vinegar is wine that went sour. It is wine.
So it's like rois in your office?
Oh, so yeah. So could I be Torim from vinegar to wine? So that's a machloikis. So it must be going. Min echadu. Rebbe, I have shnei minim. So Mela, we're going, according to my number holes, that's Minechud, and that's why, it's not a problem. That's Shnei Minim. That's Shnei Minim, that's why you were Nisana. But if it's one Min, you didn't do anything different. So Gemara says, I feel the same Rabbanon. I can't let Pligar Rabbanon let the Rebbe, Elin, you Maisa Vitruma, Vizcher Veloi. Dom Rabbeloi, pay attention, you're going to miss this. Minayel Toymen Arual Yof. How do you know, Shetrumas Vitruma, how do you know it's good? Maybe it's not good. Shenemar, Bloi Sisu Olav Chet, Barim Chim Eschel Bim Menu. It says over there, that Mechlal Lav Shemayah Hain. It says that don't take truma from bad to good.
Sure.
Don't take truma from bad to good.
No, what does
it means you take only truma from good to bad. Only good to better. But if you take from what you see is that if you take from bad to good, it's considered that you did avera. Sisul al chait. But the question is, if it doesn't work, then what chait is it? There's no chait. If it doesn't work, there's no chait. Elamai, it works, but you get avera. You're not supposed to do it. So you see clearly that does work. So that's where the machlokes is Rebbe Rabbanon is. Look, I mean, Yafis, Roy's and Yafis. Aval, Mekan Zorim and Aral Yafis, Shemaz and Chuma. Aval, Ini, Mekach, Memkos, like the Gemara, the Kuli Alma, Ika, Denich, Lebechamra, Velenich, Lebechala, Vika, Denich, Lebechala, Nicham, Lechamra. When it comes to vinegar and wine, I don't care what it's called. I didn't go to the store and say, give me wine. And you give me vinegar, I'm like, it's wine? Yes, wine. No, I asked for vinegar because I'm cooking some kind of sweet and sour chicken, and I need vinegar in my chicken. So I come home with a bottle of wine, my wife sends me right back to the store, I asked you for vinegar. It is vinegar, what are you arguing with me? It is, the same thing, vinegar and wine, same thing. Klutz, I need to cook. That's what I need. I'm kidding. In words, how it fits. So, man, that's the Gemara over here. There's no Shaykhis to Machlokes, Rabbi Rabbanon. That is the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Amarcha Peres, another Mishnah of selling, another halachas of selling something and how you kind of, when you kind of. Amarcha Peres, Chaver, I sell fruits to my friend. Mashach, V'leim Badat. He schlepped the box. Kona. Mada V'leim Mashach. If you measure it, who measures it? Obviously the meicher, because if the buyer measures it, then he's ready to rakba. Ma'adad v'lei mashach lo'ikona. It might be kach, if the guy was a brilliant fella. Seichas mekoyman. You rent the spot, and you're good to go. I'm going to say what that's going on. Hal kach pishna mechaveroi. I take flax. I was a lo'ikona atchit tlatlat mokal mokal. That's the minig. You want your mechub l'kach, if a talash kol shukona, if you cut it off, that's a kinyan also. Amar avasi, with a sin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Madad v'niach gabi simto. If you measure and you put it onto a simta, what is simta? Simta is is something that sticks out as Shus Rabim, and everybody has a right to go there. Or is a Shvil Shal Yachid. Machalik Rishbam says two different things, but bottom line is it's an area that it's a private area. The service road by Ocean Parkway. V'niach avisimta, kona. Amalei Abizir of Asi, Shemaloi Shama Rebbe, El B'mori Toch Kaposei. No, you're a shtickle mistaken. We're talking about where he put it into the guy's back set. That's why, kona. Amalei Domi Haimer Rabonok, like I'm Inch Shmaitza. What are you? Are you Meshuggah? If you put it into the guy's back set, of course you kona. That's not a chiddush. You're always kona if it's in your back set. That's not what he was saying. He was trying to say that he put in the symptom that you kind of. Come on, man. So Gemara says, Kibbutz or Kibbutz. So did he accept this rebuttal or not? Toshma, Damar Yana, Rabbi, Chotz Ashutfim, Kanim Zemizet. If me and Chapler, I mean, picture Hanny and Katz, they're partners. They share a porch in mountains. So Zemizet, my love, Agabikarka. The kernel comes out only from the karka, which is like a symptom. Loi, l'tosh kuposei. No, talking about it was in the back. How can I stop? No, yakam yakam. Modav niyach. Gabi symptom. Loi kano. Kashin adodi. I shvel. He says you are kernel. He says you're not kernel. Lashmami no. Kamar l'tosh kuposei. Kamar agabi karka. So it means the rebuttal was not a good rebuttal. Shmami no. Toshma. I'm going to ask a question. Modav loi moshach. Loi kano. If you measure and you not pull it, loi kano. My lab is symptom. In one of these offshoots. Loi b'shus ram. Mazihachi, Amerisha, Mashak Lemoda Kono, Meshik Ram, Mikanya, Meshik has work with Ram, if that's what you're talking about. I'm Siru Kona Mishus Ram, giving it over works, Uvachot Shane Shoshname, Meshik Kona Besimto, Uvachot Shane Shoshname, Vak Bokano, Chamokim. So how could you say that it's talking about Shus Ram? So Moshe says, no, my Moshach, Namekton, be Shus Ram, Simto, you pulled it from the Shram to the Simto, which is Simto, you're allowed to have, everybody has a spot on the Simto. Yachi Amer Seifa. Doesn't make sense. It might be kach, so it's mekayman. There's just rabim. So if you stick into your gun that I'm talking about shusram, iman oiga, you can't rent shusram. Even if you know Menashe Miller, you still can't rent shusram. Hach kamar. V'im b'rishus b'ilam hi, that this soichim mekayman has nothing to do with the rest of the Mishnah. It's a separate item. It's a separate halacha. We're talking about halachas here. Rabbi Bam says, we're explaining another halacha. V'im b'rishus b'ilam hi, a new halacha, I could rent it. Rav Shmuel d'Amrit Avayu, let's just go. Yeah. All right, we'll do this tomorrow. We'll table it.
Was she here tomorrow?
Interesting Gemara, interesting Mishnah, Rav Yana Yomer. This is the only time it's mentioned Rav Yana in the Mishnah. Ein bo yodeinu, lo mishuvas ha'ashayim, lo mishuvas tzadikim. We don't know why Trump gets saved twice and why a tzadik gets Yisurim, and a whole day gets Yisurim. We don't know. Ramasya Mecharish Omer. Have a makdim b'shloim kol odom. You should always say good morning to every Jew, even a guy. Always be peaceful. V'ave zonov la'aroyos. V'alti Rosh Hashanah. What it means is, you should be a tail. Aroyos is referring to the Gedolim, to the Talmid Chachamim. Rather be a Talmud from a Talmud Chacham than be a Rebbe to a Klotz. Which means that you gain a lot more from learning from the Chachamim than to be the top, the guy on top and teaching the guys in the bottom. Interesting halacha. Interesting, because Talmid Yosef Kula is still. But I guess there's a concept of learning like that.